Our next topic is navigating recent Texas legislative impacts and development and land use regulations. And we have before us this afternoon is Carolyn Mathis and Janet Spagnardi, both with the city attorney's office in the city of Irving. And Carolyn is an assistant city attorney where she handles transactional matters on a wide variety of municipal issues. I think that's how you explain most city attorneys. She's worked for the city since 2012 and currently serves as a staff attorney for the Planning and Zoning Commission, Board of Adjustments, Building Standards Commission, and she's also chair of the Dallas Bar Association Government Law Section. And also Janet, who has also spoken before us many times before. She's been practicing for the last 20 years and has been with and currently serves as the deputy city attorney for the city of Irving. And she also handles transactional litigation, appellate matters on a wide array of local government issues. And prior to joining the city of Irving, Janet worked in the private practice representing governmental entities on federal state litigation matters and appeals that involved annexation, civil rights, employment, land use and zoning, and eminent domain and contract disputes. So take it away.
Awesome. Thank you, Joe. Well, thank you all for having us. I think initially, you know, when I was approached to talk about this topic, it was for an update on the building materials bill from several legislative sessions ago. And I don't know that that lends itself to a 45-minute presentation. So Carolyn, who is our currently a nuisance zoning attorney in Irving, who does a lot of the day-in, day-out work, she and I kind of put our heads together and came up with kind of some different legislative impacts that we have been dealing with just in Irving and how we have navigated through those. And obviously, we heard this morning from Tad and the other speakers about the number of bills that have been filed in recent legislative sessions and how those are increasing. And, you know, not to be too histrionic about it, but they are having an impact and effect on abilities of cities to regulate in certain areas. And so, let's see if I can get this to work. There we go. Okay. And so, you know, this is really just going to talk about, for better or worse, when those bills come down, if you work for a city or you're advising a city, you have to figure out how to navigate some of that. And I think one thing that has kind of been lost in recent years with some of the legislative push to really take away municipal authority is it seems like we're hearing only one side of the legislature a lot of times, which is the special interests, the businesses, the industry stakeholders. And you know, we have a very unengaged electorate, as we all know. And so some of those residents and neighbors and citizens who come to our city council meetings and complain about quality of life issues like short-term rentals, like chickens and roosters in people's backyards, things that really do impact their day-to-day quality of life, I think their voices are kind of getting lost when these bills come down. But that's just where we are right now, is we're kind of seeing the special industry railroading the municipality's authority to do anything to kind of really help impact quality of life. So today we're just going to talk about some major bills. We won't spend too much time on 2127. We've obviously heard a lot about that today for good reason, and it's certainly worth lots of discussion. But 2439, we're going to talk about from 2019 legislative session, which was the building materials bill. And then Carolyn's going to cover some of the platting and zoning bills in the past couple legislative sessions and the impact that those have had and how Irving has navigated it to deal with those. And then finally, I'll talk about the right to farm bill, 1750, and then wrap up quickly with 2127. So for those of you who have been doing municipal law for a while, if you were around in 2019, the legislature adopted the building materials bill, and it did get some media coverage, obviously, about prohibiting cities on nationally accepted building materials. And it was prohibiting a city from regulating building products, materials, or aesthetic methods used in constructing or renovating buildings, and it took effect September 1 of 2019. So it's the bill actually is a little more in depth than what I just said there. And what the bill actually said was that a city may not adopt or enforce a rule, charter provision, ordinance, order, building code, or other regulation that prohibits or limits directly or indirectly, which is important later on as we're going to talk about, the use or installation of a building product or material in the construction, renovation, maintenance, or other alteration of a residential or commercial building if the building product or material is approved for use by a national model code published within the last three code cycles. And we just heard, you know, our prior speaker talk about how long it takes for some of these codes to kind of catch up. And so when you're talking about something that was three code cycles ago and they're only adopted every 3 years, you can imagine, I mean, you're talking about something that maybe was around as an approved by the building code 9 years ago.